Well, happy March, y'all.
Oh, hi, Lois. Welcome to...
Hi, Mitch.
Didn't see you there.
It's me, Lois.
Welcome to another episode of What's Happening in Parks and Recreation.
I think March is one of the most beautiful months. I love months that are spring.
Yeah, flowers are popping up everywhere right now.
Right, and the temperatures moderate.
You can't see it because we're a podcast format, but look, I'm wearing a floral print shirt.
There you go.
In honor of spring.
At this time of year, we called it locals time because, you know, pretty soon the snowbirds are going to go.
Yeah.
All of the community organizations would have their events March and April.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was party time.
Yeah. And that's what we have going on here, right?
Oh, my God. Yes.
So if you're trying to throw a party, you know what you could do if you were a parent.
Okay.
You could sign up for Parents Night Out at Steampunk Ranch, and that's happening on Friday, March 8th. Obviously, Friday, the party day, right?
Exactly. From 6 to 10 at Steampunk Ranch.
It's only $20, and we'll take your kids ages 5 to 12 off of your hands for, what is that, a four-hour window?
Yeah, for a four-hour window.
Cheaper than a babysitter.
Indeed, and we'll entertain them with a movie and other activities they always have planned for them. So,
what would be your idea of a nice Friday night right now that you could do if you...
Well, I would like a place that would have tapas or little small plates, you know?
Delicious.
A drink and a couple of small things, and I'm done.
That sounds great. Continuing on our sort of datey theme, guess what? Also happening in March is the Senior Single Mingle. I actually just did a podcast on that, Lois. Did you listen?
I didn't know you did. No, I haven't listened.
Check it out. I went to the Senior Single Mingle and got to talk to some people. It's actually pretty interesting. Yeah. I made some friends. We talked about why it's important for guys to find a sense of community.
Uh-huh.
Because, not every guy has a good guy friend. That's actually a big thing. So this is a good chance for, if you're a guy, go on down, meet some friends.
Okay.
And the women in there are actually, they're a hoot. And there was tons of icebreaker questions, get to know you activities, free pastries. So, you know, that's always good.
Perfect.
That is at 10 a.m. to noon, and it's free. You just have to be 55 or older and register on PlayOV.
Okay. Also coming up the next day, we have Saturday the 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. Trivia at the community center. It's at the Overlook Restaurant. It's a traditional bar style. And there'll be happy hour drinks and deals. And there's a child watch option. So the event is free. You register for a team, up to six people. But if you want child watch for the event, another
opportunity.
Hours without your children, $5 per child. So they need to be pre-registered.
That's not bad at all.
Yes.
Lois, are you much of a bike rider?
I am not. I left my bike on the beach.
Ooh, well, I am.
I wouldn't make it to the mountains.
That's fair. I have a commuter hybrid bike, so it's pretty good, kind of like a road bike, but I don't feel terrible if I take it, you know, onto some bumpier paths.
Our upcoming bike swap could be a perfect place for you to browse, sell, trade some of your bike stuff.
And meet other bike aficionados.
Absolutely.
Do you want to tell me about the bike swap?
Well, it's on Saturday, March 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll have to hurry home to go to the trivia.
Sure, right.
It's in conjunction with our second Saturday, March 9th. So, of course, there'll be the heirloom market, the makers market, music, lots of vendors. But the bike swap's kind of interesting. If you are a bike person and you have stuff you want to get rid of, you can register for a free booth. You can bring your stuff that day. But if you don't have a lot of stuff, you can register to share. And if you don't think you can make it, and you have stuff you just want to get rid of bike-wise, we'll have a free table. something.
Maybe you need a little clip for your water bottle, or you want a new bike bell, or a guard for a water guard on your rear tire.
Look at you.
All kinds of new grips, right. New saddle. Whatever you need, come look at this free table. What are we doing with that stuff?
Well, at the end of the day, what's not taken will be donated to Bikus,
which is a really cool community nonprofit that helps distribute bikes to people in need and provide education around bike transportation.
One other thing, if you ride your bike to Steam Pump, you can park free valet parking for your bike.
That's pretty cool.
So, once again, if you want to have a booth, playov.com is where you register. And otherwise, show up. It's going to be in conjunction with our second Saturday. So it should be a pretty fun day.
Yeah, super cool. Also, man, we always have so many events at Steam Pump Ranch. We really get a lot going on at that property. There's going to be Friday night concert series. That's at the end of the month at March 29th. We've got Tiny House of Funk, which, if you didn't know, is a funk band, so you can get your groove on.
Borough Valley's extravaganza is sure to please everybody. Saturday, March 30th, day before Easter, 9 to 12. It's free!
Nice, love that.
It's being held at James D. Cree Park over on Calle Concordia, next to the high school. One of the best things that I noticed in the write-up about it is that they will have designated times by age for the egg hunt so the 10-year-olds don't go against the 3-year-olds.
I was going to try and go take on some 8-year-olds and get a heaping collection of eggs.
Exactly.
If you go onto the event website, you can see the time slots for each age group, and it has which corresponding field their egg hunt will be on.
All right, so bring a basket or a bag for your treasures. We're going to have an assortment of jumping castles, crafts for the little ones, music, and several food trucks.
Did you paint Easter eggs when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I always loved doing that. I'd get those dye kits.
Okay.
You know, and you dip them into the dye and have different patterns, or use crayons so that the dye wouldn't touch those parts.
Right.
I'm quite the creative Easter egg decorator. In addition to these March events, I do want to let listeners know that they can sign up for our 50th anniversary parade, or sign up to participate on the community stage at the 50th anniversary community event. And you can do that on the website. If you go to OroValleyAZ.gov and search parade or 50th anniversary, you'll get all the details there.
Well, the deadline is Friday, March 8th for the parade.
So sign up soon.
Yeah. And in case you're following the elevator project, if you ever come over here to the El Conquistador building, you'll see that there's construction going on. And if you go on to the town's website, there is a link for weekly progress updates.
It's always a pleasure, Lois. I'll be back so we can talk about April events in a month's time, but I hope to see you, before then.
Oh, we'll be chatting.
Why? Oh, yeah, because you'll see us. We'll be prepping for the parade.
Exactly, and the 50th celebration's coming up in April. Should be a fun couple of months.
Yeah, so stay tuned to the podcast to learn more about what other parks and recreation things are happening. And stuff with the 50th anniversary. We will see you next time.
Okay.